Hello?
Oh, hey, Hector.
Hey, what's up, friend?
Hey, not much. How about you? It's been a while. How have you been? How are you holding up?
I'm holding up okay. Yeah, it's definitely weird times right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing?
All right, I mean, just hold up a little bit, trying to find ways to make things work indoors.
Yeah, what... Are you doing anything specific?
Ordering a lot of food, I have to say. Just ordering out almost every single day.
Yeah. Do you find yourself hoarding a lot, or?
I can't hoard.
Are you using the term hoarding like you're actually hoarding, or you're just kind of you're like a little bit more aware?
I think what's happening is I am too slow to hoard. People are pre-hoarding. Like, I go into the store and everything's gone. And it's like, who's like, I want to hoard, but there's nothing left to hoard.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to hoard, but you're not even hoarding. Okay, so but that makes you, that I think that just makes you, like, it makes it normal. You're not hoarding.
I'm not, but I want to be.
Yeah, it sounds, I feel like you want to get away with something.
I just want enough of things, you know? You know, my fridge is almost empty.
Oh, really?
I just have spinach in there. That's it. Spinach. What am I going to do with spinach? Become Popeye?
Spinach doesn't last very long, man.
It's going to last, and it's going to shrink. You know, that's the thing I hate about spinach. It just shrinks. You think you have a lot, but it shrinks.
I feel like that's the worst thing to have in their fridge.
Yeah.
My fridge is kind of stocked pretty well.
Are you hoarding?
I feel like I am, but not intentionally. I think I normally just have my fridge. Like, I always feel the panic of insecure. Like, I am always feeling this insecurity that, like, you never know if, like, tomorrow I can't make it to this. I guess the thing is, like, I never want to feel like I'm missing something.
I feel like I am missing something because I think other people are like you and they don't want to miss anything. And I usually just buy what I need. And now, like, that approach just doesn't work. And it's like, okay, I can't buy things at the grocery store, so I need to call Uber Eats and they deliver something to me. And you know, half the time they cancel.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's like the stores have updated, like the restaurants have updated their hours, but it's not reflected anywhere. So it's kind of oh, the restaurant's closed today, so I don't get any food.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not my fault that you don't have food, you know? Like, I'm not directly taking food out of your refrigerator and putting it in mine.
I would maybe not you, but people like you.
Wait, what do you mean people like me? All right, let's take a breath. Okay, let's take a step back.
Okay.
You know, I think we're both kind of dealing with, you know, these are
stressful difficult times. Yeah.
And maybe you're just hungry or hangry, you know, like
I'm very hangry. I'm you know my person just canceled on me? I didn't even get food today. Like, it even said the person's on their way, and then it said your order's been canceled.
Yeah.
It said,
do you think your person ate the food?
How do they do that? Like, I bet they're like having a feast right now.
Yeah.
With my free food.
I feel like this person has directly taken food out of your mouth.
They have, and
that's the person who you should blame.
That's the hoarder. Like, and I bet their fridge is stocked just like yours.
I don't think their fridge is stocked. If they picked up your food and ate it, I don't think their fridge is stocked.
Well, maybe their fridge is stocked because they're eating my food, so they don't eat anything from their own fridge.
Also, I just want to say, I'm not hoarding because of everything that's going on. I think I just generally...
Oh, you're a pre-hoarder. You've been hoarding even before the coronavirus. You're like a hipster hoarder. You've been hoarding before it was cool.
I like to feel like my pantry is full.
Okay. So you just have everything. You've been like this. You've been like this. You had 100 rolls of toilet paper last year, just in case.
Well, I mean, I like to feel like I have a plethora of toilet paper. Like, I just don't want to be missing toilet paper. I don't want that moment to be like, oh, last roll of toilet. Like, it never even comes down to the last roll. There's always, like, once it hits, you know, 4 or 5 rolls of toilet paper, I know to go and get some more toilet paper.
Oh, wow. I always wait. Like, I have like, one left, and I'm like, oh, this is getting low. And then I usually just go and get it.
I feel like that's just bad policy.
I mean, where am I going to put it? It's just going to sit somewhere.
I mean, you just put it in your in one of the closets or one of the put it in one of the cabinets.
I don't know.
That's what they're there for, you know? Like, also, you have a garage, I think.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, Marie Kondo would not approve of that, because those toilet papers are actually going to spark joy for me. Like, okay. I want the toilet paper that I have to spark joy.
And you know what it is? I feel like you're taking out your anger on me, when really the person that you should be upset at is Marie Kondo.
Because she wants me to feel some joy in my life. And that's
because I bet there's like a whole, you know, community of people who have minimalized their lifestyles who are right now very much upset that they've minimalized their.
I bet there are so many people like me right now who are like, why did I listen to Marie Kondo?
Why did I listen to Marie Kondo?
I Marie Kondo'd a thermometer out of my life. I was like, this thermometer doesn't spark joy. And now it's like sold out everywhere.
But it's practical when you need it.
Exactly. I got rid of a thermometer because of Marie Kondo.
What people are going to be coming for her with pitchforks.
I think Marie Kondo is in trouble right now.
She's in trouble, except the only problem is people won't have pitchforks because they've got rid of them.
They're going to TP her house. They're going to TP Marie Kondo's house.
There won't be any TP left.
It's all going to be at her house.
Oh, smart. Smart move, Kondo.
Yeah, and she's going to thank it for being in her life.
That's true. Oh, my God. It'll spark a lot of joy, I bet.
It'll spark so much joy, yes.
All right.
This was her strategy all along. It was just to get the toilet paper market.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm sorry that you didn't get to eat today. I feel like that's not so bad. I feel like there's a lot of Silicon Valley people who are practicing intermittent fasting. I feel like this is just, just chalk it up to one of those.
Yeah, I think maybe I should just get comfortable with going keto more often, and like my ketosis will be its own reward.
Exactly. You'll feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank you, Marie Kondo.
Thank you, Marie Kondo. And thank you. Well, no, I'm not. I hope you stay safe, man.
I hope you stay safe too, man. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about the anger earlier. I was really
It's
a lot of anger.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I feel bad because I have all this food right in front of me.
Oh, don't talk. Oh my God. Why'd you have to say that? Why did you have to say that?
But you know what I'm missing? Mm-hmm. Fish.
What are you missing, Hector?
Some spinach.
Well, at least I have that.
At least you have spinach.
At least I have spinach.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, check in, make sure everything's good. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy all that wonderful food. And
you know what? I will. Pictures. It's going to be good. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna savor my spinach.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to freeze down the leftovers.
Oh! You're going to have leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers.
Wow.
All right. Take care. All right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.